Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, we are pleased to aid you. We love you, adore you. We bow down before you. Heavenly Father, we are pleased to aid you. Amen. The Heavenly Father, we are pleased to aid you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. A lot of times we don't appreciate him. But today I'm standing here, I appreciate you, Jesus. I appreciate you for my life, my health, my strength, my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my siblings. You know, it just nieces and nephews. Just I'm thankful and grateful this morning. All the things that he's doing have did for us and going through for us. Three voices, atheists, all those that believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. He got good things in store for us. Hallelujah. So now, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good
morning. Social media, online, in the house. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good morning. So now we have our prayer by Elder Prebo.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on this morning for allowing us to come.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. According to your riches and glory in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your glory on
us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Move, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the midst, Lord. Thank you. Move, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Run, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Any work. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Once again, we thank you.
Thank you.
We praise you.
Yes.
Yes.
Know the name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a good and mighty and great God we serve, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And now we have a scripture reading about Sister Isa Taylor. Amen. Mountain. <That's a> That song you say, I'm climbing on the other side of the mountain. We don't climb the mountain anymore. There's a move. Used to be a time we did kind of struggle to climb the mountain. But now we just say, mountain, move out of my way.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. What kind of mountain it is? Move, mountain, move out of my way. Sickness, move out of my way. Right now in Jesus' name. Hey, move right now out of my way. Right now in Jesus' name. Hunger, right now. Move right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Homelessness, move right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sister Bruce, move right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Everything. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey. In the name of Jesus, there you must flee. Can you resist the devil? He will flee from you. Go now to the Lord. And resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You better have something else to help you to flee. Power. You get that power from Jesus.
Come on now.
You get that power from Jesus. Power, power, power. Power, Lord. Holy Ghost power. You got to help Jesus. You can't do it by yourself. You have to help him. Not your spouses. Not your children. Not your friends. That's your grandkids, that's your great-grandkids, that's your aunties and your uncles and your sisters and your brothers. No. It's all in the power and the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
So I was coming back and doing what I used to be. I'm not gonna leave you. Then sitting down anymore. No, I'm doing what I used to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. They had testimonies in the house this morning. Amen. 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 Anyone else? I know other people have got testimony.
Amen. Amen. My testimony,
Amen.
In other words, when it comes, it's going to come. So you see that complaining, Lord, you told me this and this thing happening, and Lord, this and the other thing, you need to be resting. Because when it hits you, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks.
Uh-huh.
I heard a testimony from T.E. Bates. He said the third week he was hitting down, he found himself in the corner crying because it hit him so bad, how quickly everything just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you ever up when the sun is coming up in the morning, in 1 second it's dark, and a minute later it's bright.
Mm-hmm.
That's how quick God moves. So just whatever God tells you, believe what God told you.
Amen. 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 Is anyone online have a testimony this morning? You have a testimony, I guess, on social media, you can put it in the comments. Okay. Is the praise team ready?
Amen.
Come on up, praise team. Let's rock the church.
You rocked it already.
Amen. Amen, amen, this morning, praise God. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, hallelujah. We're going to have this church this morning like the house is full.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah, amen. I got a good imagination. Hallelujah, I see people sitting at all these seats. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And like we just got this praise, pray up for praise God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, when we speak to that thing gonna move, praise God. Because the power
in the name of hallelujah of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So you can bless that wonderful name today.
My heart,
None. like you, Jesus. We can touch, which we do, in alcohol, drugs, sex morality, adultery, bestiality, everything that's not of God. You can find it. But you want to find, you can search all eternity, but you can't find.
No.
Thank you. None. None. Like you.
None.
So stop searching. In all the wrong places. Yes, Jesus, come into my life. Save me. I'm tired. He knows when you're tired, when you don't know you're tired. Because I do believe he knew I was, in my heart, I was tired. I wasn't doing satisfaction, yet that I was doing. I was tired. But I want to admit I was tired. I grew up in church. You got back in church. You got to begin. Well, we got back in church. When we got in church, we stayed. In church, we stay in the house of God because church is just a feeling in you. Yeah. The night that I got saved, I wasn't intending to get saved. I really wasn't. I didn't want to go. I told my husband, I'm not going. Because he missed the night. He said, come hear me, minister. This is my first time, minister. Come hear me. I said, okay, I'll come. I went, and guess what happened? You see, you stand for me today. Guess what happened? Well, my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me. Yeah. The Holy Ghost got hold of me. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. He did. I went to the church one night. My soul wasn't right. But something got a hold of me. Yay! Jesus got a hold of me. Jesus got a hold of me. I went to the church one night. My heart was right. Something got a hold of me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. I know what God holds in me. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost. With fire. Got a hold of me. Hallelujah. 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 It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. It is so good to be saved, sanctified, hear the Holy Ghost, water baptized. Water baptized. Spirit and water. Water baptized. Hallelujah. Go down in that water. Get yourself clean. Sprinkling you ain't get too clean.
Yes.
You sprinkling me as a baby. I don't even do it. Go down in that water. Whole body. One time, this is that time later, hands in the air, want to knock, turn back in. Hands out. Her whole body had to be on that water. Yes, daughter. So you must be baptized in the water. Go down in that water. Your whole body in the water. You can be cleansed from all your beauty, things, all those things that you have done in your life, so you can give command to all those things. Okay, it's about to begin now. Okay. I say I have a new title. It's, how do you pronounce it? Adjectives. Rebecca. I got my certificate and everything. So, okay. Amen. So, this is my new title, people. Okay. All right. So now I'm through. I'm going to bring up the most scary man in the house. You sure? Matt.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to watch that because somebody will be saying online that you ought not be doing that in the church. Amen. The church is not a, what they say. I heard somebody say that, you know. Church is a, not a place for that. Amen. But if you don't see it in church, where are you going to see it at? It's a good place. The Bible does tell us they greet one another with a holy kiss. Amen. I believe that scripture. Amen. And so if it says it in the scripture, then we're going to do what the we can do what the scripture say. It's a holy kiss. It's, amen. And so thank God, amen, for these things that we do. You know, you can say there's a scripture, but, you know, everything come up if someone going to make a mockery. There's always someone make a mockery of the things of God. Amen. And so we don't want to be one that make mockery of God. We want to be the one that give God praises because we are the children of God. And we want to give our daddy some praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody should honor the father. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, honor your mother and your father. So that the days might be long upon the earth. So we want to honor God that is our heavenly father. Amen. And we're going to give praise to him because he is God. And so thank God today. Amen. You know, yesterday, you know, we went and got our certificates and things, you know, now they said I'm allowed to ordain people now and all the things because of your paperwork. And so thank God for that, you know.
Amen.
Because sometimes, you know, they said that God need no paper. Amen. You don't need no paper for God. God has given us his word.
Mm-hmm.
And his word is the paper already written. Amen.
Amen.
Already been secured by the Holy Ghost. So you already know. You got your certificate and because you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. But nevertheless, we're here. We obey some of the word man's rules also. Amen. Not all of them, but anything that is pure with God, we have to go against. But if there are rules that don't hurt, we follow the rules of the land. Amen. Because it does say obey the laws of the land. Amen. So we try to keep in touch with those laws. Amen. And so that those laws don't be so that they won't have anything evil to say about us as long as we're doing what's good, what's right. Amen. And that's why we don't do evil, because we also want them to know that we are people of God and we do what's right. Amen?
Amen.
And because what we are the righteous. And we've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus, and because you've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus, because you had no righteousness of your own, because I believe that the word said that our righteousness is filthy rags. And so we live a righteous life because we want everybody to know that we are righteous. Because when you say that you are righteous, righteous produce righteous works.
Amen.
Righteousness produce good works. Amen. And then the children of God shall always be producing good works because that's what we were called to do. He has called us unto good works. Amen.
Amen.
And so that what? So that the world and the laws of the land will say nothing, have nothing to be evil to say about us. Because we are producing, amen, the righteous work of God. So praise God for that today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So thank God for them, for what we went and got yesterday. But I thank God for the certificate now, you know. The works are not only supposed to be done at church, but the works also supposed to be done at home, amen. Hey, what did they say? Everything starts at home, amen. Amen. There's no need of doing it at the church if you ain't doing it at home.
Amen.
I wish I had some help here, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. you know, and so thank God that we also, we want to do what we do here. We want to do at home because charity starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for Prevost Wednesday night. He's talking about the charity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. As you're doing without looking for anything back. You do because of love, and that's why we do things. And that if that charity, if doing what you're supposed to do without receiving anything back, let us start at home, and then we bring it to the church because there's no need of doing it here and not doing it there. Amen. You just say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be the same at all times, you know. Amen. You can't be just something over here and then something else over there, that whatever you do, this must be a style of lifestyle, amen. We must live this lifestyle of Christ. Now, and whatever we do here while everybody watching, then what is it that we do when nobody's not looking? Those are the times right there that God is looking, amen. His eyes is on the sparrow. He's watching you, amen. And he said he's watching and behold the good and the evil. So God is watching the good and the evil. So let us do right at all times, amen. Let us, when we say worship God, let us worship God at all times, regardless of wherever we are, what situation we're in. Let us do what's right all time, not just sometime. Amen. Let's do it at all times. Amen. Let it be within you to do what's right. Amen. Yeah, it's got to be on the inside of you to do what's right at all times. And if you do your practice at home, it'll be hard and easy to do it here. Amen. And when you do it here, it'll be easy to do it somewhere else. And so God wants us, whatever it is we do, do it from the heart. Amen. Let it be something that is in your heart. Let it be because of the love that God has put within your heart to do what is right. You know, God gave us a spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you to lead and to guide you into doing what's right. Amen. Convict you when you're doing it wrong. Amen. And to reward you when you're doing things right. So whatever we do now, make sure we do it all in the name of the Lord. Giving what? Giving honor and glory to him because it starts at home. Amen. It starts with it. When we say at home, it starts within you. This is the home. I know a lot of times we say the church is the building, but the house of God, God lives on the inside of us. And we have to realize that we are the temple and we are the tabernacle of God. And God lives on the inside of us. If charity starts at home, then charity has to start with you. Mm-hmm. See, charity started with God, amen. Love started with God because God is love, amen. And because God is love, he started out with love, amen. For God so loved, he gave,
amen.
Hallelujah. See, when God, because of love, you give because of your love, amen. You do because of love. Amen. And whatever it is that's within us, make sure we are doing it for love's sake. Amen. Not just doing it to be a show to somebody. Amen. But doing it out of the realness of your heart. Amen. But make sure that you're giving it out of your spirit. It's down in me to do this. And I don't have to think about this very often. It's just something that I do always. Amen. I share with somebody and I love other people just because it's within me to do it. And even before I got saved, amen. I think about God with him, Mr. Page, even though we were doing wrong, we were shacking up, amen. You know, we were shacking up and we still helping folks. I know all y'all don't want to hear about that, but I'll tell you about it. See, we like to be real, amen. Yeah, we were shacking up, amen. And then we still trying to help people who didn't have nowhere to stay. They were living with us. And I don't think there's been a time that we ever lived by ourselves without helping somebody. And that was just down within us, amen. That was something our parents put within us, amen. Our parents had charity, amen. They believed in helping people, you know. Our parents believed in feeding people. You know, if you was hungry, You went to my mother's house. I don't care whether you're a stranger or who you were. She would go in there and cook you something to eat, and she wouldn't complain about it. You hungry, boy? Let me go in there and cook you something to eat. And she would go in there and feed you if she was hungry. We was brought up like that.
Yep.
If somebody had a need, and we had our mothers, our parents, but that's just the way they grew. Everybody, if you go to the South, that's just the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you went down there now and you was hungry, somebody's going to feed you.
Yep.
If they didn't have no money, they'd take it home, cook you. They'd cook you some meal. See, that's just because of the love they have in their heart. There's a difference. I tell everybody there's a difference between the city people and the country people. Amen. The city people, they don't offer you something to drink now. They would make sure you got something to drink. Amen.
Amen.
They got bourbon. They got some beer in the refrigerator. They got some wine on the table. They got some bourbon. They got some gin. They got all that kind of stuff in the city. And they give you that. I mean, they're going to share with you. Amen. If they got some, they're going to share it with you. You know how you want them. You know, even out in the world, you share it your weed.
Yep.
You know, if you had a joint, come on, man, take a hit here. Amen. Amen. If you had some wine, come on, man. If I got a bottle of wine, we all got a bottle of wine. Now, the world practices stuff like that. Amen. I don't care if you go out on the street now, somebody out there on the street, if they got some wine, they're going to share it. Amen. But because see, I've given you a good gift. Amen. I've given you the gift of life. I've given you the word of God. Are you willing to share the gift that God has given you? If the world would share what they have, will you share what God has given you? Because what God has given you, he's given it to you freely, amen, as a gift, amen, and not just for you to keep it for yourself, but also for you to share it with somebody else, amen. So we need to share our love that God has given us, amen. And the same thing that God has given us, then he tells us to give to others, amen. And so praise God for the day, amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God. I just want to talk about some things here today. Amen. I want to go to the book of Romans today because when I came in this morning, you know, we was talking about some things that, you know, someone showed us a building and somebody showed us something. And I started thinking about it while I was sitting there. I started thinking about it. I said, well, you know, we're not able. We don't have the funds wherewith to do this thing, you know. And then Prevost came on and prayed a song, amen. What was that song you was praying, brother?
God provide.
God provide. And then I said, well, wow, I got to change my mind on just what I was saying because I'm talking doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking doubt.
Come on now.
Because if I'm believing that God is able, and not only is God able, that God will, then I've got to say, hey, yeah, I see it coming. I know everything that I need. I don't have it right now, but I know that God will, amen, that God will provide for us. And even though when it don't look like, God still can make it happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I thought about, you know, I thought about that then, you know, I thought about Abraham, amen. And I thought about him at the time because I said, God told him he would provide all his needs. You know, God said he'll provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. If it's according to his will, we know that God will do what he said was going to do. But I got to go back and reconsider and take in that, no, I'm not able, but God is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 4, I think it's 4 and 18, 4 and 17. Read, Sister Kay. 11. Mm-hmm.
Romans
4 and 18.
Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And 19. And being now with his faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Mm-hmm.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief,
mm-hmm.
but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Verse 21.
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen. It's just believing in hope, amen. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about we got to believe in hope. Amen.
Amen.
So I like the way it's saying here that Abraham believed in hope when what? There didn't seem to be no hope. Amen. In other words, he believed in hope even when it was against hope. Amen. He still staggered out at the promise of God. And that's what God said. That is where our faith got to be in God, that God will provide. Even when it don't look like we have a time when it don't look like it can take place, a time when it don't look like it can happen, a time when you don't see no other way that can be done. You don't know how and have no other way to do. One thing that everybody needs, you got to have some hope in that. Because anybody that don't have hope, they will give up on God. Not only give up on God, the things that they're trying to do in life, the things that they're trying to accomplish in life, they will give up because they don't see any way that it can be done. But God, but there's a God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God believed that Abraham believed that God was able to perform everything that he said he was to do. He believed that God will perform it even though we don't see when he can take place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When it don't look like there's no way. It don't look like it can happen. You don't see no way out of this situation. You don't see no way that this thing can come to pass. And then he said, we have hope. There's hope in God. Amen. But we don't have hope in anybody else. Amen. When you lost all hope, there's still God. Amen. There's so many people today that they don't have no hope.
Amen.
They just lost out in the dying word. They have no hope in this life. They don't know how it's going to take place, how it's going to come to pass. They don't know how they're going to eat. They don't know where they're going to sleep at. They don't know whether they're going to have food tomorrow. When you're in a situation like that, you're in a place that you don't have no hope. And so you got to believe God even when it don't look right. Even when it don't smell right, amen. You got to believe God. Amen. And I was sitting here thinking today, I was watching a clip the other day, and I was looking at they had this young baby that was born 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds is all she weighed. Amen. And the doctor said there's no hope. Whenever a man says there's no hope, there's still God. Amen. You got to have something to cling on to. Well, when everything else is lost, you got to have something to cling on to. There was a little baby, and the doctor pronounced the baby dead, and they gave her a birth certificate, a death certificate, and they gave her the death certificate, and they wrapped her up, amen, and they put her in the morgue because the baby was dead, amen. I'm sure that the parents at that time, they didn't have no hope.
Amen.
They thought that maybe they thought that was all that they could do, amen. They didn't have nobody else to look to. The doctors had did everything that when the doctors has done everything that they can do, then most of the time we give up because we say there's no hope.
Amen.
Usually when it goes and that happens and the child dies, you said there's no hope. But they took the little baby to the morgue. And they put it in the cooler because they were just waiting. But the parents said, no, I can't accept that. We got to see our baby. It was something like 12 hours later. They go back to the morgue and they pull the drawer out. And the baby been in the cold all this time. And all of a sudden the father started crying when he looked at his baby. And all of a sudden the mother looked at the baby and said, oh, I see your arm moving. Come on, amen. I see the arms move. Hallelujah. And now the baby is alive. They took the baby out of the morgue, amen. And now the baby is alive because of what? That there was some hope in God. Amen. The doctors had gave up on the baby, but that was still God that was able to raise him up again, to give him life again. You see, we got to believe in hope when there is no hope. Huh?
Amen.
You see, the reason Abraham's faith was so great is because Abraham was willing to kill Isaac, and even though maybe no one else at that time had ever seen a resurrection, amen. Maybe at that time, maybe no one had ever seen anybody come back to life, but sometimes all hope was lost at that time, amen. And so when we get in our situation, when you see that all hope is lost, that you're not going to be able. It don't look like you're going to be able. But I know that I can't do it. But I know there's a God in heaven that can do anything but fail us. Amen. I said, you need some hope in God. Amen. If God raised that little baby, not just a few weeks ago, amen. God raised a baby back from the dead and gave him life. Amen. Then who do you have hope in today?
Amen.
The world is out there. They're living without hope. Amen. They're just living on their own accord. They're doing everything that they're big enough to do. They're saying anything that they're big enough to say. But thank God that the people of God have hope in Christ. Amen. There's hope in Jesus. Amen. And we got to realize that we have hope of a resurrection. Amen.
Yes.
Well, we have a hope that when we die, we're going to live again. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. You ought to give God because you have hope. We believe in hope like Abraham believed in the hope. He believed that if I kill Isaac, God will raise him up from the dead again. So he believed in a resurrection, amen. And the reason that we have hope because what? We believe in a resurrection, amen. We believe something that is dying, we believe it will live again. Hallelujah. I believe Job said that there's a hope of a tree when it falls down, amen. Huh? If there's hope of a tree, that God gives a tree hope, even when it dies, God will cause it to spring back to life again. If God can do that for a tree, how much so will God do that for those who have ran to Jesus for a refuge of that hope? Amen. You see, you don't have no hope without Jesus.
Amen.
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 See, that is why God sent his son, Jesus Christ, what? So that what? He could die for us and shed his blood so that he can go down and give up. Get up again. And so that what? We can have the same hope that God gave Jesus. Amen. He gives us that same hope within him. Amen. That even though something is died, don't look like it's going to spring forth. Don't look like it's going to happen. Amen. Don't look like it's going to take place. But because of what Jesus did, he gives us that same hope. And not only that, he gives us the same ability that he had, that when he down, he got back up again. Amen. Come on. When you fall down, don't lose hope. When you fall down, don't give up, amen. Get up and brush yourself off because God said, if a righteous man falls seven times, he has hope of being righteous again, amen. He'll bounce right back up to perfection again. You see, you don't give up on God, amen. I know this is the thing that you want. You've been desiring some things, and I say, well, Lord, we've been desiring a building. Everybody say, well, you're looking for a building, amen. You don't have enough members to put it in yet. You don't have enough members to fill up the place you got. Amen. But I believe the scripture said, enlarge your coat. Pull up your faith. Isaiah 54, I believe. Enlarge your faith. Pull up your faith. Amen. I mean, get ready to move. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, and when you got faith, amen, you're not looking at the situation that you're in right now. You're looking at it, what it can be because what? I have hope in Christ. Amen. You see, whatever it is that you are needing in life, you have hope in Christ. My hope is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he said, if I can believe in for it, he can do it.
Yes.
Because God is the God of turnaround. That God is the God of change. So whatever it is you need to be changed in your life, whatever you need to be changed in the church, God is able. See, Abraham believed that God was able to change things. That God would make a difference in his life. And everybody that has this hope come to God.
Mm-hmm.
Is your life going downhill? It don't look like you can get it turned around. It looks like every time you go somewhere, you run into a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it looks like you're trying to get up, amen. It looks like something takes place, but don't give up, amen. See, the Bible talks about it, those that endure to the end shall be saved. People who believe in hope never give up. See, we have a hope in God. The type of hope that we have is a sure hope, amen.
It's
not a hope. You know, some people have a hope that it might be or could be. But we don't have that type of hope. We have the type of hope we know we have been assured that the hope that we have would take place is because the assurance that was in Christ, amen, that gave us this hope, we know that he went down. We know that he got up on the third day, amen. And so now we have an assurance of the hope that we have so we can lay him as our anchor.
Mm-hmm.
He said we can have our anchor to our soul, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you got an anchor, that means I got something to hold on to, amen. When everything else fails, I still got something to hold on to, amen. When everything else goes wrong, I still got something to hold on to, amen. Hallelujah. When the doctors fail me, I still got something to hold on to, amen. That's the kind of hope we need. And the only person that you can find, only place that you can find that hope is in Christ. Paul was in a difficult situation. In Acts, the book of Acts is the page reading. Paul was in a difficult situation. But even though he was in a difficult situation, that is not focusing back there. The camera back there is not focused. Not even in it. Hallelujah. Even though he was in a difficult situation. And he got into a place, amen. He got into a place, what did he say there? Just a page.
Okay, it's Acts 27:20.
Acts 27:20. Listen to what he says here.
It's 26.
When all hope was lost.
And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no false tempest lay on us, all hope that we shall be saved was taken away. But long after this.
So what verse is that, Sister Paige?
Verse 20.
Yeah.
Verse 20,
Acts chapter 27:20.
Verse 20 says, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no false tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away.
Amen.
But the long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and now have loosened from And to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, that I must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee.
Amen. So what he said? Here's Paul in a difficult situation here in life, amen. Here he's in a storm, amen. Hallelujah. He's in a storm, amen. And the seas are raging and the ship is in jeopardy. Amen. Everybody's in jeopardy of life, amen. And now they're in a place that they don't see that they got no hope, amen. Amen. The wind blowing. The storms are raging, the water is raging, and the ship is about to sink. And he gets to a place that he said when all hope was lost. Have you gotten to a place in your life that you feel that all hope is lost? Amen. Hallelujah. If you're feeling that all hope is lost, I'm trying to tell you there's hope in Christ. Amen. And see, even Paul, there's knowing that God had his back and God was going to save him. And even when things don't look like it's going to take place, God calls things to happen. Amen. I said, that's the kind of hope. You need somebody that when all hope is lost, you need somebody that you can turn to. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. Amen. And my hope is lost. I lost my job, and I don't know what I'm going to do because I lost my job, and my hope of having life has been lost. We need God, amen. Hallelujah. When you get ready, you know hope, you're sick, and the doctor said that there is no hope for you, amen. Now, some of us is in a storm today, amen. But I'm trying to say there's hope in Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. If you will put your faith in Jesus, God is a God that can turn the things around because what? He's a God of turnaround. He's a God of change. And he's able to change things, amen. But that is why we have to cry out and call out to God because what? Because he has the power to save, he has the power to deliver, and so your hope has to be in God. So if I see that what I want right now, I don't see how I can do it. But that's what it's all about, is when you see that you can't do it. Do you have anything in your life that you see that you can't do? You can't change on your own. Amen.
When you got things that you see, you can't change them on your own. They're there to hope in God, amen. That's what David said, my hope is in the Lord that made what heaven and earth, amen. When I don't have nobody I can call on, when I got in trouble, David said, what? I called upon the name of the Lord, and what? He heard my cry and delivered me out of all my fears and delivered me out of all my troubles. But here is Paul in a storm. God said, some of you are in a storm now. You don't know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You got a situation going on in your life, and you don't know what you're going to do about it. Mm-hmm. Some of us got cancer, and we don't know what we're going to do about it. Amen. I'm trying to say there's hope, amen. Jesus Christ is a healer, amen. He healed all your sickness and disease if you just believe, amen. Well, he said all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. He said, in my name, amen. There's power in my name. If you were called upon my name, I will deliver you and I will heal you. But you got to have some place. You got to have some hope. You got to have some hope, amen. Hallelujah. When you don't know what you're going to do or how you're going to do it, you got to have your hope in the Lord, amen. And so even when Paul was in this situation, God didn't leave him out. God sent him a word. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody say, God will send you a word to let you know there's hope in me, amen. Hallelujah. And Paul got a word from an angel came and told Paul that, hey, look at here, man. There ain't nothing going to happen to you. I got your back. It's good to know that somebody got your back when you get in trouble.
Amen.
It's good to know that when you go to the courtroom, amen, when you know you're going to be sentenced, and but you need to know that somebody got your back and somebody's with you, amen. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Well, I'll be with you always to the end of the age. So you always need to know that somebody is with you when you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever been in trouble, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they say that, well, you'll be a lawyer in the courtroom, amen. I saw that hope, amen. I experienced that hope, amen. He was my lawyer in the courtroom. He caused my charges to be dropped on me, amen. I'm trying to say this is what God would do. Because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to take place, amen. But God showed me, amen, that I can deliver you. I don't care what situation you're in, what kind of trouble you're in. I'll be a lawyer for you in the courtroom, amen. I had a brother say God caused his charges to be dropped. He had life in prison. Hallelujah. But he got saved while he was in prison, he got saved. And he started reading the scriptures, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started reading the scriptures, amen, God gave him hope. When you're in a situation that you don't know what you can do, amen, there's always God there, amen. If you don't have Jesus in your life, when you get in trouble, who you going to call on? Who you going to call to deliver you? Who you going to call to save you? You see, our faith is in him because we know when we get in trouble, we got somebody we can call on, amen. When we get where we don't have enough money to do what it is we need to do, we know that we got hope, amen. Well, I can call on Jesus. If I don't have nobody else, I can call on Jesus, amen, and he'll come and help me. He'll come and rescue me. And this man said, I had life in prison, but when I started reading my word, I started praying, and all of a sudden God changed the minds. He changed the hearts of the people that put him in prison. God changed the heart of the judge. God changed the heart of the DA, and now he's out of prison, amen. And you know what his job is now? His job now is he goes back to the prison and talks to folks in prison about God, amen, and how God can get them out, amen. And God is bringing people out of prison, even though they got life sentence, they got death sentence, and God is turning their situation around, you see. That is why you need somebody you can call on when you need some help, amen, so that he will be your help in the time of need when you're in your storm, amen, that he'll deliver you from the storms of life, amen, when everything is raging in your life and everything is upside down or downside up, amen, it's just not going right, but God came in and delivered him.
Amen.
And we need to run to Jesus because he is our salvation. I believe Romans 4:12 talks about what? He's the only salvation. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved at the name of Jesus. When we call upon the name of Jesus out there, I might have missed it, but at the name of Jesus. But that's where we find our salvation. And it's the time today, the only thing we're trying to do, if you don't have no hope in life, we want to turn you to Jesus, somebody that can forgive you hope, amen, because there's salvation in none other besides him, amen. So you can't run to Muhammad and get no salvation. I hate to say it like that, but I am going to say it like that, amen. It's because he wasn't nothing but a devil. He wasn't nothing but a crook, amen. Amen. He abused children. Amen. He married a child at 9 years old, amen. Amen. What you going to call? What did he call? He was a predator, amen. And then you're going to raise him up above Jesus? There's no salvation in Muhammad, amen. Your salvation is only in Jesus. And for those people out there, they're depending on something that has no power, amen. Come away, man. You don't see where he was raised from the third day, amen. You don't see where he got up, amen. Hallelujah. You don't see that he was loving, all loving, amen. He was a warrior. He was mean. He murdered people, amen. And then you're going to put your hope in something, amen, that don't have no hope on his own? He's going to promise you salvation himself, amen. And even he himself don't have salvation. He's going to promise you hope in him. You know that if you're going to have hope, your hope must be in God. Even Jesus himself. When he was faced with death, they said he offered up strong crying and tears. Hebrew chapter 7, I believe it is, that he offered up strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him. And then he was heard, amen. That's what the Bible says. He was heard. So when I get in trouble, amen, I've got to call upon somebody that's going to answer me. Somebody I know gonna answer me, amen. Not just that I just have hope, amen. But hope that is assured, amen. Hope that has assurance in it. See, Jesus is our assurance that the thing will take place. His death, burial, and resurrection is our assurance that it will take place. So you know, you telling me not to have hope in Jesus. Well, who you got hope in? Or what do you have hope in? Well, I don't need Jesus. Well, who you need then? Who are you going to call on in your time of trouble? When you get down to the end of your barrel, who's going to be there for you? I'm talking about those who rejected Jesus, amen. Those who reject God, amen. Who are you going to call on when you get in trouble? When you go to jail, who you going to call on? When you get in your storm, who you going to call on? Amen. The Bible says there's no hope of a hypocrite. A hypocrite has no hope. Even though he gained a whole lot, he still ended up losing it. Even though he might gain things, he still ended up losing it. Amen. But if you're one of those persons that don't know Jesus, who you going to call on when you're in trouble? When you need help, who you going to ask? Who you going to turn to? When you're down and out, who you going to ask to help you up? If you reject God, amen, then he said, if you reject me, I can reject you. I don't have to ask you if you reject me, amen. I'm coming to all those who will believe me. And those who will believe on me, in me, amen. If they call upon me, I will save them, the ones that believe. But if you don't call upon him, who are you going to call on? What hope do you have? See, I keep looking at this thing here, and I talk against myself a lot of time because everybody's telling you, well, this is going to take place in your life. This is going to happen for you. And I'm looking, and I don't see. You know, I don't see. Well, I'm looking around, Lord, and, you know, I know if it's going to, you know, what I say about it, you know, if it's going to take place, you know, this don't have to be pulled over here. And it's going to have to be pulled over there. And this is going to have. Now, I'm using my own wisdom in order for something to come to pass. Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. But if God said it, God's going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know the way that he's going to do it. But I'm going to put my hope. Amen. I'm going to put my hope in Christ that he's going to do what he said he's going to do because the word is going out of his mouth and his word can't return void unto me. Then God has to do what he said he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said he has to do it? Yeah, he has to do it.
See, God can't let nothing come out of his mouth and not do it.
Because if he lies, then he refuses to be God, so he won't say nothing that he's not going to do right now. And so that's the hope we have. What do we do? We hope in his word.
Okay.
See, we have his word as a guarantee. Because he said, well, my word is gone forth out of my mouth, and it will accomplish that which you were sent to do. I've sent my word, amen, to save you. I've sent my word to bring salvation. So everything else might pass away, but he said, my word will never pass. Though heaven and earth pass away, yet my word will stand the test of time. It will stand forever. So if I'm going to have hope, let me get hope in the word of God, amen. Hallelujah. And not only does he guarantee us with his word, he guarantees us with his spirit. He said the Holy Spirit is a down payment, a guarantee of what that we believe God for is going to come to pass. Do you have the Holy Spirit in your life? You see, if you have the Holy Spirit in your life, it's a guarantee, amen, that God said, what I said I was going to do, I'm going to do it. And here's the down payment to show you that whatever it is that I said I was going to do, I'm going to do for you, but I've got to believe that. Because the only reason that you give up is because when you give up, when you lose hope. Thank God that we didn't lose hope with my wife. And, you know, when the cancer came, you know, usually that's the best thing that we still have some hope, amen. The thing that everybody feels and everybody else, she's still living, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The thing that destroys everybody else, she's still here because she had a hope. Because when things began to take place, we didn't give in. We didn't give up. But we started, what? We turned our attention to the God that was able. I said, he's able to do anything but fail us, amen. He's able, what, to do the impossible, amen. The things that we would think that was possible to do, God does the impossible. He said, if you just believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, whatever you get in that situation, if you call upon my name, I will heal you, and then I will deliver you in the times of your trouble. You see, there was hope, amen.
Amen.
When Mary, in the 11th chapter of St. John, when Mary went to Jesus after Lazarus was dead.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we said it don't do no good to come to when we had a dead situation. Has everybody had in a dead situation that didn't look like that was going to take place? Uh-huh. And you just sitting there wondering and scratching your head and pulling your hair out and all tore from the floor up, amen, trying to see, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. But there was in a situation, but the situation was a dead situation, amen.
Amen.
And not only was it a dead situation, it was a stinking dead situation. In other words, it wasn't like it, you know how a lot of times we have a lot of miracles and things that take place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a minute ago or 5 minutes ago and somebody come back to life. You don't think too much about that, amen. You know, it's kind of like my brother-in-law died. And, you know, he died 3 times. And even when he died the 3rd time, we didn't think he was going to die the 3rd time. Because every time he died, he'd come back. He said, I heard them doctors saying that I was going to die, and I told him, he was unconscious, you know what I mean? But he still could hear. He said, I heard the doctor saying that I was going to die, and I told him, I ain't dying, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying in his innocence. He was saying that in his innocence. They said that I'm going to die. I told him, I ain't dying. What y'all talking about? I'm getting back up and walk out of this hospital. That's what he was saying to himself. And then after the red line came, you know, all hope was lost. A few minutes late, flat line. And all of a sudden, Sam bounced back up in his body again. He came back again.
Yeah.
Then he said, I heard what y'all were saying. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't dying. I'm coming out of this hospital. That was his faith in God. They had said there would be no way for him to get up out of the hospital, but he got up and came out again because he had hope in God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He went back and he died again. You got the VA. He died a 2nd time, and they had said the same thing about him, but he didn't give up. Within himself, he still had hope, amen. And he said, I told him again, amen. Well, I heard what they were saying, and I said within myself. He said within himself that whatever was being said about him wasn't going to take place. And the next thing you know, we called him Pope Sam. Pope Sam was back alive. 2 weeks later, Pope Sam was back at home. Walking around again, amen. And then the third time came that he had a stroke or whatever it was that he had, a stroke or whatever, he died again. He was at the house. They was working on him. They was pumping him and everything. And they had said, well, he's dead. We're going to take him to the hospital. All the way to the hospital, on the building, he woke up again. Daddy called, he's on a family, he's dead, he'll take him to the hospital. And then when he gets to the hospital, he's mumbling and grumbling around in the hospital. What? See, he was a guy that always held on to his hope. Mm-hmm. And when everybody else had cast him out, everybody else had put him out, he refused that he wanted that. And even though to tell the truth about it, he really didn't die. He got to a place where he was without oxygen too long this time. He was without oxygen too long. And he really wasn't dead then. They had to pull the plug on him.
Brain dead.
Brain dead. But see, he was a man that we had faith in. Mm-hmm. And no matter whatever they said he was going to die, he refused to believe what they said about him. And every time they would say that it's over for him, they gave up on him, he always would come back again, amen? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say when you got faith, you come back again, amen? Huh? But here was, Mary had a dead situation. He had just been dead for a few moments. He had been dead for 4 days. Now, you know, that's really a dead situation. It's a time where the body has started decomposing, amen? Your body starts breaking down about that time, amen? That's why some people, they don't keep out for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And they don't keep them out because they change color.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want you to see them. They don't want you to see them in that dark state because they're used to being light, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And then so when doctors come over there, so they get them in the ground quick. So 3 days, 4 days. They get in the hospital. If it's over by 4 days, they're going to keep the casket closed because they don't want to see the result. But here, Lazarus was in the tomb 4 days. Mary had lost all hope. And so she comes to Jesus and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus wanted her to know right at that time, Mary, if you can believe, amen, then you're going to see. You're going to see my glory. You'll see the glory if you can believe, amen. Even in the situation of 4 days of being dead, amen, he said, your brother's going to rise again. But she didn't understand because, you know, that was something that didn't normally take place, amen. It wasn't a normal thing. You know, a lot of things are normal. Like I said, coming back when you've been there a few days, amen, it kind of happens all the time, a few hours in a way, you know, a few minutes that people leave the body, have an out-of-body experience. You heard people had the out-of-body experience, and then they woke back up in their body again. I heard a mother. She was telling me her story. She left her body and went up, and she was still listening to what they were saying, why they was over her bed while she was dead, amen. And she went before the Lord, and then the light went away, and the light told her, go back. She said, well, I don't want to come right now because my daughter ain't ready. I mean, can you imagine? You walk before the Lord and says your daughter, you don't want to die now because your daughter ain't ready for you to die. I'm talking about that people who got faith, amen. That's the people who really believe in the Lord. They believe that God can do stuff. And God said, go on back, and when you get ready, you can come on back. She came back and got her daughter ready for her to die, then she passed away. She knew for herself, well, the devil could take her life, amen. She's going to have to lay her life down. Come on, somebody. Is that what Jesus said about you? See, when you got faith and hope in Jesus, he can't take your life. You have to give up.
Yes. Thank you.
You see, when we really say that we got faith in God, you tell the devil, you can't take me. I ain't ready to go like that. You can't take my life, amen. Those are people who got hope.
Yeah.
Those are people who believe and have faith in God to say that, I believe what God said. I believe God said, if I ask anything according to his will, and I know it's not his will for me to die because what his will is for me to live, amen. He died in my place so I can have life in his place, amen. So I know it's not his will for me to die, but if I'm going to die, I'm going to choose my path.
Yeah.
if we don't believe in stuff like that. To be able to. What do you say? I'm going to speak life and not death, amen. Mm-hmm. What is that? I shall live and shall not die. Well, declare the glory of God. So I can tell, I can make that confession because of the hope that you have in you. Because of the spirit and the power of God is on the inside of you. You have the ability to do that if we would have enough faith to do it. Most of the time, our problem is that we don't have the faith to do it. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, our problem is we don't have the faith to say it. What you read this morning, sister? Your vow. Mark 11. Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. If you would say, whosoever shall say unto this problem, whosoever say unto this situation, amen. And then don't doubt in your heart or speak to the mountain and say, well, a mountain can be death. A mountain can be your death, amen. Mm-hmm. We got to talk to our death sometimes, amen. Amen. When I don't know how to get rid of it, I got to talk to my desk, amen. I got to tell it what to do, amen. When I can't take a bill, amen, I got to talk to my bill folder, amen. I got to tell my bill folder, amen. I want you to think from this poverty, amen. You know how what's called money coming, amen. Money coming to me, amen. I think all these stuff like that. We talk about other people that do. Mm-hmm. We put other folks down for believing for health success. Is not God a provider? When Adam came to the earth, did not God provide everything for Adam? That Adam had no life, he had no means. Everything was provided. Can we believe God for that? Did you feel what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that the situation we got going on now is just because of a lack of our faith? As you talked about the other night, I'm going to bring up your sermon the other night, amen. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yeah. It's not because they didn't hear it, but because they didn't act on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We rejected the knowledge that God gave us to say that we could speak the things and things will be turned around. We reject the knowledge that God said we can speak for things and things will change for us, amen. We reject the knowledge that God said when I'm in trouble, I can call upon the name and he will deliver me. We reject the thing that when something is dead that it can't live no more. We reject that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They say we'll, because what? Yeah, we won't believe it. Mm-hmm. See, he told us and spoke to us about it, amen. About the hope what we have in him. If we really believe in that hope, then we would speak to the situation. Amen. See, Jesus had this situation with Martha, even though he was 4 days old, amen. And he came to the place where the thing was dead, amen. And he said, Lazarus, come forth.
Mm-hmm.
And he then was dead, came out. Mary didn't see no hope in that. She didn't know. So he said, you can believe, you'll see the glory, amen. Can we believe that we can speak the dead things gonna come back to life?
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. A lot of the stuff that the saints are facing is because we won't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? We just go along and say, hey, you know, one of these days, after a while, amen, he says, start speaking to it. Well, I spoke to it yesterday and it come to pass. They said, he just speaking, keep on speaking, amen. He that saith, keep on saying. He that persevere, keep on persevere. He that prayeth, keep on praying, amen. Because what? He believes something, amen. I'm going to pray till it happen, amen. What does it take 20 years? I'm going to pray till it happen, amen. What does it take 40 years? I'm going to pray till it happen. Noah, you've been working on this boat 120 years, Noah, it ain't rained yet. I'm going to keep on building. See, that's where your faith comes in at, when you believe in hope. And Jesus said, I want to show you the hope that you have in me right now. I want to show you that even though he's been dead 4 days, yet he can live. Now, who would ever thought that a man that was dead could live again, amen, to get up and walk around, amen, and do things that he never. I know he died again, amen. But it wasn't about the death that he died again. Jesus wanted to show him that even though when there is no hope, there's still hope. That's the kicker of the thing. Even when you think that the situation is dead, I can speak to it and it'll come back to life again. That's a part of the story he wants us to come into a knowledge of.
Yeah.
To show that you always got hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's never over, amen. Amen. And no matter what it is, even some of the marriages, y'all been divorced for 4 years. If you want to get back, now I'm not trying to say that's what you want, but if God leads you back there, then there's still hope.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't give up on it, amen. I don't care how long the child been down. He might have been in a coma for 4 years, but we don't give up, amen. There's still hope, amen. That is why I hate putting plugs. You know what I'm talking about, putting plugs? I don't like doing that. When somebody do it, I say, I can't do it. You might do it, but I can't do it. Because as long as the heart is sticking, and as long as the body is warm, there's still hope.
Yeah.
Huh? I said, I can't do it. Maybe somebody else can. If they ask me for the decision, I have to say, no, it ain't my decision. That's your decision. Well, what would you do? Don't ask me that. Because I believe as long as the body's running warm, there's hope. Because if Jesus can give you hope when the body's cold.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Amen. Is y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus can give you hope when the body is cold, how much so can Jesus give you hope if the body is warm?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That is why I don't like putting gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to be on there for a year. Why did God make good them a modest to have mechanical things?
If he wanted you to put
a I don't know. I don't understand it. Now, come on, y'all. Okay, y'all see what I'm trying to say, amen. So I said it's a difference between brain unconscious and brain dead, amen.
And then people they done said people were brain dead and they came back.
Came back to life, amen. There were people that were dead.
More than brain dead,
they came back to life. Amen. And God brought them to life. But that's just our opinion of things. I'm trying to say those that who can believe. Now if you don't believe it, best they're gonna kill you, right? Let you die right there. Because faith without works is what?
Yeah.
So if I don't have no faith to believe that thing can take place, then that thing can't take place. Not because it can't take place, but it won't take place because of my faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because God is not able. It's not because God don't have the ability to do what it is that needs to be done. It's because of your lack of your faith, amen. When they brought the young man to Jesus because the disciples and things couldn't cast the devil out, it wasn't that the thing was impossible to do.
Because
of their faith. It was because of their faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of God now. It's not because of God's power or God having a lack in the thing. It was because of their faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought him to Jesus, and they asked him, well, why couldn't we do this, Jesus? He said, in the lack of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because that thing was impossible to do. Thank God that the man had sense enough, amen, not to put his hope in the disciples, amen. And then he decided to go beyond the disciples, and he decided to go to Jesus for her, because he knew that Jesus could do it even when they couldn't do it. Come on, somebody, amen. Sometimes you got to bypass people, amen, and get to God yourself the things that have changed around, because we got everybody else praying for us. We got everybody else doing things for us.
Yeah.
And God said, I want this thing to be an individual relationship.
Yeah.
I want to have a relationship with you personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just corporate all the time, but I want you to want to come to me.
Yeah.
I gave you an invitation to come to me on your own. So that you believe that I can give you some hope in this thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all see what I'm saying here, amen?
Right.
See, Abraham believed something was possible when at that time it didn't seem to be possible, amen. Because at that time, everybody that died, more than likely didn't come back because death was on the inside of them. Even when Abraham died himself, amen, he went to a holding place because he was still spiritually dead. because what Jesus hadn't come yet to deliver him from paradise. He was in paradise. Abraham went to paradise. He went to the holy place because what? There was no life there, amen. He was still alive. His faith was in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Right. He believed that Jesus was coming. Jesus had not yet arrived to bring him out of the place he was in. So when he died, he went to paradise in the holy place. Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I said, after Jesus showed up, amen. After Jesus showed up, he went down as a paradise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, I'm saying when Jesus show up in the midst of your situation, amen. Come on now, amen. See, that's what it takes, Jesus to show up in the midst of your situation. And he gives us hope, amen. And so Abraham died in hope. Something that hadn't even taken place yet, but he died, believe me.
Amen.
That is why I said he believed in hope when there was none. Because Jesus hadn't showed up. The only thing they knew that, what? A Messiah is coming.
Yep.
The Messiah is coming, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. A Savior is coming, amen. Hallelujah. A man like Moses coming, amen. Everywhere in the Bible you see, he's coming, but coming. But on John chapter 1, he's here. The one who Moses spoke about in the law and the prophet, he has showed up now. And when Jesus showed up, amen, those who believed in hope, even when it wasn't at the time, they had hope of Jesus showing up. They just believed he was going to show up, amen. And he showed up. And when he showed up, went down into paradise, loosed those that was in prison, and they said, when he resurrected, so well, got up and walked around in Jerusalem. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They died in hope. And so if Abraham could believe God through their spirit that Jesus was coming, amen. And so he said to us, now, if you can believe that I've already been here now, because Abraham was looking too. But for us, we're looking back at, amen. He's already been here, amen. He's gone back and up the right hand of the Father again and set at the right hand of favor and glory for us, amen. He set to us as a high priest to us, amen.
Thank you,
and being that he's a high priest, he can see where we are because he's been through the same thing. Amen. When he needed hope, he had to cry to the Father with strong crying and tear unto him that was able to save him. Amen. And he's already done it. He knows that it works. So he can be a faithful high priest to us in the things pertaining to God. And so when we get into a place of a lack of hope, we look to Jesus that is the author and the finish of our faith. What I have believed, I'm looking to Jesus to bring it to pass. Not that I bring it to pass for myself, but it is God that dug it for me. Mm-hmm. And so don't never count yourself out.
Right.
I don't care how bad things look. But everybody else said it's not going to happen. I believe that God can make it happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When your mama said she wasn't going to be nothing, and other folks just said, well, you ain't going to be nothing now. You ain't going to accomplish anything. So look at how many folks you got. And here you think about a bill, and then you got 6 foot.
Yeah,
thank you. But basically, amen.
Yeah.
How can you be looking to do such a big thing? And then everybody else look at you, and they see you being like that, too. And you look at yourself, my sister's talking about tradition. I walk in. I got to change. I got to change. See, other people got faith that I'm going to accomplish something that I don't have faith for you.
Mm-hmm.
Other people see you being something that you don't see in yourself. Other people see you can do something that you say, why can't I do that? You know, we get to cry out like Moses sometimes. Yeah, Lord, I'm not excellent and speaks like him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my words together like they put their words together, Lord. See, you know, I mean, that's me. I can't put my words together. You know, everybody just a bell off from us, Lord.
What's wrong with it? I know what I want to say, and I can't even get the words out to say it. When I come in here, my mind is just so cool, and I wish I could say it like it's in my mind, but it don't even come out like that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, he knows what he's talking about. Well, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. I can't get it out.
Say
it again,
but anybody
said. I thank God I got a witness over here. I got somebody that can agree with me, amen. But that's the way it is. You know what I mean? Moses was the same way. I know you didn't call me for this, God. I can't go before Pharaoh. And I'm trying to tell him what you say. And I can't even get the words out, Lord. And God said, boy, who made your mouth? I was going to say, who made your mouth? Well, Lord, you made my mouth. Well, when it's time, I called you to say what I need you to say. And you're going to speak it plainly. And everybody's going to understand what you try to say. And there won't be no doubt, amen. But you got to have some hope to believe that. When things ain't going right, you got to be in hope. If you don't have no hope that God's going to change the thing, you give up and you quit because you say, not God says, you say, I don't see. Lord, I've been dealing with this for 25 years. Well, I have to believe in this hope, even when it don't look like it. I got to believe that every sheep will be filled. I got to believe that sign one of the miracles is going to take place in me. I got to continue to believe it, even though I don't see it, amen. I got to believe that those people, we say we're concerned about reaching everybody. I got to believe that God will make a way for us to start reaching the community. And not only reach the new community, we could reach the nations, amen. I got to believe that, even when it don't look like it, amen. I got to keep going. Even when I want to give up, but I got to keep going. My faith said I got to hold on to God and change in hand because, what? I know he's able to do it, amen. But how long, oh Lord, do I cry over your tears? David said that. How long, oh Lord, before you answer me, Lord? I'm filled with grief and sorrow has taken hold of my heart, Lord, but how long, oh Lord? David had to cry and ask God, how long is it going to be, Lord? I know what you said. Well, I know you can do things in a snap of the finger, amen. I know all you got to do is just wave your hand or do anything. You can make it thunder, Lord, and everything can change all at one time. I know you can do it quickly, Lord, but how long? And then God said, well, you got to stop for a while. So you got to suffer with me so you can wait a minute. You got to go through some stuff. Because if you get that too fast, you'll say you did. So when you suffer a while going through stuff, then you recognize then that it wasn't you that did it. It was God that did it. And so therefore, then you have to give God all the glory in case that. You know, every time I put my hand on you, it turns to go. You won't be able to have no pride because he said, my glory, I ain't going to give it to nobody else, amen. My glory always going to come to me. I'm not going to do it where you say that you did it. I'm going to do it where you know that I did it for you. And you can't take no credit for your success, amen. You see, that's what everybody else do. They like to take credit for the things that they do. They say, it was my hand that did it. It was my hand that brought me out, amen. That's why David had to say in the Psalms that it was not by our own vote and our skill that we got what we got. Because you want to say you did it because you can brag.
I'm cut from a different cloth.
That you're something special, somebody special, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Huh? That's what it is.
And so a lot of times God don't come through because we'll say we did it.
Uh-huh.
And so therefore, whenever he do it, he has to make it a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there won't be no doubt that who did it. Well, we took our arms up, Lord, and we went out there. We killed all them folks, Lord. We killed them. It was our hand that did this. God don't want it. And so that he gives us hope, though, in bad situations, so that we can give him the praise for it. we can give him the glory. Can you give any praise for the Holy Ghost that you got? You can give him praise for it, but can you praise yourself? I got it because, you know how folks are, Yeah, I got it because I'm holy, man. I'm holy than everybody else. Can y'all see what I'm saying today? Amen. You got to have your hope in Jesus. That's got to be the anchor to your soul. So you won't be moved by every wind of doctrine and things that come along. You won't be moved by that stuff. How folks come in and tell you, well, his name ain't Jesus.
Well, don't God deal with every language? Don't he deal with every tongue? Does he deal with every nation? Amen. If he deals with every nation, language, and tongue, he deals with the nation according to the tongue or the language of that nation. If I was a Hebrew, I'd say, yes, sure, I'm a chef. And then we got people so messed up, they even scared to say Jesus when they do things now. And then they like, yes, sure, I'm a chef. They said, say Jesus. But if you see demons come out when people call on the name of Jesus, well, why I got to be in doubt about that now, amen? When you got ready to get saved, you didn't know nothing about it. Yes, you're a homosexual at the time. Did you ask
But
did
you still
ask? Did you ask your prayer?
Yes, you did.
Did you ask your prayer again? Don't you think you're going to answer your prayer now? Did you give it a prayer to say? How we move around and we know we're stable in anything is because people want to move you around and say this and this happen. I still having the meal from her big team in the name of Yeshua. And trying to be fun in the United States, anyway. I'm not talking about other places. I'm talking about in the United States. How many miracles, or how many things have you seen anybody here in that name? I'll wait on that, child. I'll wait on that. Now, maybe they hear it or somewhere, you know what I mean? Maybe where they speak that particular language.
America.
Maybe. It happened there.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about here in the nation we live in. Now, put it on the Facebook app where you saw a miracle. I'm trying to be for real. Put it on the Facebook where you saw a miracle down in
Yeshua.
How you want to put it?
Yeah.
In this nation. I'm not talking about well, they speak that language.
Yeah.
They'll talk about this language.
Yeah. Yeah.
And y'all send me a text and tell me how many have received salvation in the other way. Everybody, have you heard about it? Have you heard?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen? I'm trying to show you how we're moved by everything that's being said. You got to get stable within yourself. And your relationship with God, you know how he answers you, right? Because the way he answers you might not be the way he answers me. The way he answers that other person might not be the way he answers you. So you got to get stable in your faith. And not be moved every time this come along and that come along. You got to be stable within yourself. You know. That's what I told, That's why I told him, man, you know Jesus did something for you. You don't need nobody to tell nobody Jesus did something for you. You know what he did for you. Do I need to have 100 scriptures to prove that he did something for me? Or do I know within myself?
That's my
chest. Now, I can go back and say, well, he didn't do that for you because you didn't say, Yeshua. And then you say, well, maybe it wasn't him that answered me. Well, what, you be doubting your own? You be doubting your own conscience, amen, what God did to you. If you listen to folks, you know what I mean? If you listen to the folks, that's why we have to be careful. We let them all of this stuff. They must move you from your hope.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That's why you got to become stable. Your
personal relationship with Jesus yourself. If God is talking to you and you say, Jesus, well, why would I quit and let somebody else hear me? He ain't talking to me that way. And I don't want to hear his voice all the time. Well, you know, you got to be Muhammad. You got to say Muhammad. I don't think I've seen what Muhammad told you. That's nothing to that thing. So we can get off into stuff like that and cause you to lose your place with God when this is the only hope that we got of a resurrection. Jesus Christ is our only hope. He's the only way, amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can get to the Father by him. So that lets you go. We still got to go this way. He is the only hope that we got for making it in. And if you don't have that hope today, you online, you on Facebook, you need to receive Jesus. The Bible starts to start out by what? Confessing with your mouth, the Lord Jesus. And believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, that's a promise to you. That was a promise to Abraham, shalt be. And even though it didn't take place in Abraham's life, it took place on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God still brought it to pass. Mm-hmm. And if that's you today, you don't have no hope. You're down and out. You don't know where to go. You're hooked on drugs. Amen. You're hooked on yourself, and you want to be free from yourself. You need to accept Jesus as your Savior. So, Lord, I believe that you're God, and Jesus Christ is your Son. And I confess my sin before you, Lord, and I ask for that you would forgive me of my sin, O Lord. And Lord, that you would come in my heart and live in me. And I want to thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can pray a prayer like that to the Lord. Some people say you have to have it said a certain way, but you say it the way God puts it in your mouth to say it, and then God will answer you in the quarter. I thank you all for listening to the word today. And if that's you online, if you like to donate everything, do it as God moves on your heart to do it. You can use Cash App. You can use PayPal or Zelle. And anything to calchurchinc@gmail.com. calchurchinc@gmail.com. And we invite y'all to participate with us on Wednesday in your online at 774-220-4000. And you can come on at 786-7473#. Or you can visit us on Facebook. We thank y'all for tuning in today. And may God bless y'all the next time. Remember to have hope in Jesus, because there's no other hope we have for eternal life than Jesus Christ. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all the next time on Facebook and wherever you're listening in there. God bless y'all. See y'all the next time. Amen. God bless. Is anybody online? Amen. Anyone online? You got anything you like to add, you like to say today? We thank y'all for tuning in. Amen. So let us stand. We're going to be dismissed, y'all. Thank y'all for y'all listening in. Amen. Dismiss us, sister. Dismiss us today. Amen. We're going to get out of here.
But you know,
amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if y'all gonna be out of town. What is it, next week? We got the next.
Thank you.
That weekend we won't be here.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Y'all can do it as you do it or however you want to do it. And we won't be here.
Oh, y'all.
I have to say, place, and I don't know how long the lease was, but the Lord said you
You had first month's rent, last month's rent, and a deposit, but you didn't have the money for the in-between. And because you didn't have the money for the in-between, you didn't do it. But the Lord said, like, trust him for the in-between. Trust him for the in-between. He told me one time, you want 50 more years.
Well, that's not right, isn't it?
Yeah. But this is all you need. And he said the reason why the people ain't coming here is because they waiting for you wherever you go. They waiting for you where you go. So they're not going to come here. Because they're waiting for you there.
You cut out my heart. You cut out my heart.
Wow.
That's deep.
Wow.
That's deep.
Wow.